This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Check, check, check. What's up, guys? As everybody starts rolling in, fire emoji. The weekend is upon us. The bots are about to clock out. We're about to clock in. It's a great day. It's a beautiful day. But ultimately, well, I just got done a call inside of Capital Club. And we were talking about e-commerce. And I was talking with somebody in one of the lobbies who'd created kind of like this bot that created copy that predicted based off of certain models, kind of your probability of success when it came to the copy that you wrote. So I was in a situation where I started kind of challenging the bot, right? Challenging its prompts, challenging its logic. And I've been kind of working with like the AI models that we've been developing internally for probably almost 18 months. And I've learned two things, right? I think the two most valuable skills in the future are going to be learning how to talk to robots and learning how to talk to people. Learning how to talk to robots and learning how to talk to people. You're operating simultaneously, which is one of the first times in history where you're operating in two worlds at the same exact time. You're operating on the internet, and then you're also operating in the physical three-dimensional world. Guys, by the way, comment the flag of your country. You should technically have the flag of your country on speed dial, like literally like on pre-emoji, but run it up. I wanna know where you guys are coming from. So the first part, right? Learning how to talk to robots. I think most people, what they've kind of seen these new AI tools that have been rolling out, which are kind of language models that have taken packaged the internet in a very meticulous, organized search engine type fashion. And a lot of people are creating these robots to think on their behalf. And I think that that's where kind of the fallacy emerges, is the laziness of the mind. If you need to become strong of the mind, because if not, AI is literally going to destroy your entire life. What does that mean? If you have basic competency, you're going to be replaceable. Deep logic, deep understanding of mental models, understanding how to correlate cause and effect, back testing, logic, analysis, philosophy. These are things that are more difficult to replicate. So we're going to enter a future whereby people are going to treat these AI models, right? First, they're going to be convinced that these AI models are precise. Just like people have been conditioned to believe that school is precise, just like people have been conditioned to believe that doctors are precise, even though, you know, one of the leading causes for mortality in the United States is medical malpractice. But we are told, right, that don't question it, things of this nature. It's going to happen eventually with AI models. Don't question it. This is the truth, ultimate source of information. What happens? People enter a situation where they enter another realm of belief system. You enter a realm of belief system. And the problem with beliefs in business is that beliefs aren't good enough to make good decisions. Conviction alone is not enough, right? Conviction alone is not enough. You need a process. You need a plan. You need a strategy. You need a mind map of where you're going to go and what are the steps that are going to get you there. Now, Miyamoto Musashi famously said, there are many ways to the top of the mountain. So if the AI model, per se, presents to you 10 alternatives on how to approach a specific business or a specific style of copy to write, most people lose their patience and they just run with that. But that is just one way to the top of the mountain. What if there's other approaches, and what if the approach that you've been given is not the best one? Now, prior to instilling this thought of what's going to occur in the future with regards to AI models, if you reverse engineer that to the present moment, people do that as well with who they listen to. So they'll go on YouTube, they'll see somebody has X amount of followers, and you guys have to do it with me as well, and I encourage you guys to do it with me as a regular member of the Capital Club community in this internet ecosystem. You need to be able to kind of question people's logic, right? So if I give you guys an example of, hey, there's a reason I'm doing this, and this is the strategy, and this is my logic. Somebody, right, it shouldn't be this glorification of, okay, this individual knows all. No, it's, okay, let me take this concept, digest it, identify the strengths in this conversation, identify the weaknesses in this conversation, identify the weaknesses in the mental model, identify the strengths in the mental model, adopt what you need to adopt, and let go of what you need to let go. So most people become in love with other people's belief systems and other people's ways of being that they don't become themselves. So when you look at Luke, right? Luke is merely Luke. What is it of Luke that you can extract that is of value to you and that's going to help you level up? What is of encouragement? What is of motivation? What are the data sets that are going to get you to the next level? Obviously, in a person that wants longevity, they'll issue reciprocity in that. But I don't care about reciprocity. I don't need reciprocity. The reciprocity for me comes given to me by the universe, by universal law, right? I'm just planting seeds, and eventually they'll come back, right? As a good farmer that I am, that we all are, just planting seeds. Anyways, once you begin understanding that AI is going to take one of two approaches, it's going to enter humanity into a state of renaissance, which is the approach, which is the way of the digital stoic. It's utilizing AI models to facilitate your way of life while still controlling them, understanding them, and utilizing them as little robots that you send off to work for you 24/7. They're highly effective. When you study Henry Ford, Henry Ford's genius did not come from his invention of the car, because he was not the first one to invent a steam car, nor was he the one that invented the fastest one, nor was he the first guy to invent the race car, right? In fact, he failed multiple times, but he invented the factory. And the beauty of the factory is that it automated and removed emotion from the equation, and it systemized things in a process of order. So from entropy, you use knowledge. I wish people understood this concept. From entropy, right, which is the state of not knowing, the state of chaos, which is the state that most of you guys are in, the state of entropy, and the law of the universe states that things are in entropy, they're constantly breaking down. Well, that's on the creationist perspective. On the evolutionistic perspective, is things are just kind of always evolving, not necessarily breaking down. But any person that's intelligent understands that evolution is just bullshit. It just makes no sense. In fact, go look at the probabilities that were given to this theory, because a lot of people, once again, they adopt mental models of frameworks of things, and it's like, who gives a fuck, like, about this evolution thing? Right? Who gives a fuck about your mental model, my mental model? What is the history background of this individual that is proposing this mental model? What is their belief system? What is their understanding of humanity? How do they interact with people? You begin to look at Sigmund Freud, right? Who's another person that is deeply instilled in the culture of philosophy of today, and of psychology and psychotherapy and mental frameworks to operate and see life. He was fucked up. Right? And his belief system was fucked up. So when you begin to analyze him, then you're like, maybe the mental models are not worth adopting, or maybe I'll be careful when listening to this individual as if this individual knew absolute truth. So you take that same framework, you adopt it with AI, you can utilize it to be a renaissance in your life so that you can begin to work on the arts, on your mind, on your body, like a digital stoic, going back to the era of the development of self as the ultimate fulfillment and the ultimate endeavor. Because there's nothing, like, if you're, guys, listen, you're going to suffer. I hope you understand that your life is going to be full of shitty situations. Like, you're not getting out of it. This concept that you're just going to randomly be sitting on a beach one day with a ton of money and no problems, it's just bullshit. That life doesn't work that way. You're going to suffer. But the thing is, what if you could control, just like you can control the logic of an AI model within a sandbox, what if you could control the source of pain that you're supposed to experience within a sandbox effect as well? So you position yourself to experience pain, the pain of discipline, right? The pain of consistency, the pain of dedication, the pain of effort, the pain of not taking shortcuts, or you will experience the pain of regret. Oh, you fucked up. Oh, you messed up. Oh, you didn't do what you were supposed to do. Never have I ever heard of a person go to the gym, exercise, have a phenomenal workout, give it their all, get back home and say, I regret it. Never once in my life. Never once. Now people hear questions. They sit down and they're like, I'm going to question if I'm going to go work out. I'm like, why are you going to question something that you know is good for you? It's because your mental model and your framework towards that action is not developed properly. You think that going to the gym is a task because it's not part of who you are. You think that exercising is a chore because it's not part of who you are. The ethos of who you are is fucked up. Your mental models on life are wrong. So pain of discipline or pain of regret. Choice is yours. You have to go through it anyway. So you pick controlled environment of pain where you understand that you have to go through the process. Because remember, in the process, you're fortifying yourself. You're fortifying your mind, you're fortifying your soul, your body, your relationships, your networking, your skills. You're becoming better, stronger, more powerful, which is the goal. Or the pain of regret. Oh, that sucks. It sucks. But like, they both suck. But one has a given outcome, and the other one has a given outcome. What is the given outcome of somebody that does nothing? They get nothing. They get nothing. He who gives nothing gets nothing. So you have to be able to sacrifice in equal proportion to the things that you want. And we talk about this often, but I need to iterate that because we have so many new people in this ecosystem. It's crazy. And it's nice to meet a lot of you guys. Guys are new to me, but I've been around, and we discuss what it means to develop mindset, the management of self, the management of others, money. Inside money, we talk about how to create, multiply, and preserve wealth and opportunity. Wealth by definition isn't money. Wealth is by definition is abundance. And you want an abundant life. You want a life that is full, right? But you can't have a life that is full if you have no discipline. If you have no self-management. And if you can't keep the promises to yourself, you can't keep the promises to anybody. If you can't tell yourself you're going to do something and you're going to follow through because you understand that the mental model and framework is already established, there is no more thought that is allowed towards this action. It's determined, predetermined, done. That's why my fridge is full of healthy food and not bad food. Why? Because I've predetermined my mental model for this thing. I no longer have to think about it. Pain of discipline, pain of regret. You have to go through it either way. Choose today, whatever. It's your choice. Now we discussed the mental frameworks with AI. Now, I said, you need to learn how to speak to bots, to robots, to artificial intelligence. You also need to learn how to speak to people. Now, you would assume that people are creatures of logic. And in fact, most people believe that humans are instinctual creatures, that they operate out of instinct. But man does not operate out of instinct. Man operates out of concepts of reality. Animals operate out of instincts. Instincts are sort of like predetermined knowledge that is hardwired into your operating system automatically. But humans don't operate that way. People think that humans operate that way, but they don't. They operate through mental patterns and frameworks of reality, concepts. So if you want to readjust your action reaction, what you input and output, you need to adjust your mental frameworks. How you communicate with people is completely different because people communicate not necessarily through logic, but they communicate through concepts that trigger emotion. Now, a lot of you guys have negative emotion towards certain things, right? So I'll give you guys an example. I was talking with a guy recently that I went to his business and I bought something from it, and he was like down, right? He was like feeling down. He wasn't very happy with himself. For whatever reason, I don't know. Maybe he was just going through a hard time. And I sat there and I was listening to his mental frameworks as to how he was describing the problem. So how was he describing the problem? Well, I have no customers. There is no business. Yeah, everything is shit. What else did he say? People come here, they don't buy my products. I just need more foot traffic. And it's everything, all the problems were exterior. They were pointing at the flaws and the fallacies of things that were outside of this person's control. And when I've learned that the ultimate form of learning how to communicate with others is to learn how to communicate with yourself first. Most of you guys have never learned how to communicate with yourself first. You don't know how to talk to yourself. You don't even know how to think, let alone have a conversation with your mind-body connection and psyche. So how do you speak to yourself? How should you speak to yourself? Well, you need to speak to yourself first with grace, kindness, right? Kindness. Why? Because you understand yourself that you're still going through the process, the journey. So under the same premise that you're in the same journey that everybody else is going through, you're going to treat them with the same version of respect that you would treat yourself as a third party individual looking at yourself. One. Two, humans, not being instinctual creatures, but creatures of logic and mental framework, need to adopt new mental frameworks. Therefore, they adopt new mental frameworks by exposure to new information. Now, the information can be environmental. It can be through any of the senses, right? Most of the change that has come from the people around me has come from the cross-pollination of my habits and my essence of being instilled into other individuals. I don't have to speak to people to convey my message. That is the biggest fallacy that people have had, is that they need to open up their mouth to communicate. You have challenges with your parents. You have challenges with your friends. Speak with something else. That's how you have to speak to people. People do not operate out of logic. So when you speak to people, you have to speak through action, right? You have to speak through action. You have to speak through change. You have to show evidence. That's why the Bible says, by their fruits, right? The fruit of what? The fruit of the seed, what you've inputted, the fruit. By their fruits, you shall know them. So people spot hypocrites. People are just looking at people are done with the bullshit. They just want to look at the results. What is the fruit of this individual? And you communicate to them what you want to communicate through what? Through your actions, through your consistency, through your authenticity, through your truth. Not through your words. Not through your words. But through your actions, because that's how people learn. Crowd mentality, mob mentality operates off of the cloning of behavior. Behavior, right? A lot of people, they don't change mindsets first. They need to observe that the new way of being is better, because you're in essence telling people that their entire mental model and framework of life is wrong. So instead of telling them, like a lot of these guys on the internet, they just like tell them, like, you're wrong, bro. That's not how you convince people. convince people that they're wrong through shutting the fuck up and leveling up. You're out here trying to be an advocate and a disciple of what? In a prophet of what? You want to be a prophet of what? You can't even be a prophet to yourself. You preach to yourself. You can't even honor what you tell yourself, let alone be preaching to other people. You want to change other people because it's hard to change yourself. You lazy piece of shit, bro. Come on. We all know the truth. It's super difficult. But it's easy to point. So easy to point and judge and take off your bullshit on other individuals. But through action, you speak. With AI, with chatbots, like we started the initial part of the conversation, you speak through logic. You speak through the understanding of breaking down concepts. And then with people, you understand that people are not instinctual beings, but they're people that operate off of mental frameworks. And then in order for the person to radically change, the mental framework needs to change. The operating system needs to change. That's why Luke Belmar doesn't sell you gimmicks. Because if I have to psyche convince you, psychologically kind of warp you into being inside my ecosystem, then it's the wrong way. Because it's not authentic, it's not real, it's not true, it's not sustainable. If I have to run ads to have a business, it's bullshit. It's bullshit. Bullshit. For me, it for other businesses, it's perfect. I don't care. You guys can do it. For me, it's just, I don't want to. It's not my thing. It's just a different business. What do I know? So anyways, guys, that is the data set. I wanted to come in and develop these frameworks. A lot of you guys are making money, but you lack these frameworks in your life. That's why when my one-on-one mentorship rolls out, it's M3. It's the three frameworks of life that I've developed. Mindset management, the management of self, but also the management of others, and money. Most of you guys have warped concepts on everything. Let me explain the warped concept of money. If I was to ask 100 men, what is money? Most likely, all 100 would give me a completely different answer. Why? Because money in and of itself is just a concept. So people have a different concept of that thing. So what if your concept on money is wrong? Well, it's not wrong. Okay, show me your bank. No, well, my mindset is not wrong. Okay, perfect. Show me your physique. No, well, I'm a good manager. Perfect. Show me your employee retention rate. Show me your ability to onboard A-tier talent. So a lot of your frameworks, you believe them to be real and true and good, but they're not. They're fucking you. Bad. You just don't see it. And that's why the M3 mentorship that I'm rolling out is designed. It's for people that are getting to the next level, right? Like, it's the next level shit. It's the next level shit, bro. If you operate out of authenticity, guys, life gets amazing. And what I want to do is instill that as the culture of this ecosystem. Because it's the flexing is good. All these things are good. Like, they're fine. Nobody cares about them. When you lay your head on the pillow, are you authentic? Are you a liar? That's it. That's it. Very simple. Doesn't matter what you have parked in the fucking garage, what you have in the bank. When you wake up with purpose, you are successful. When you operate out of truth, out of authenticity, out of a place of giving and not just taking, out of a place of balance, because there is a balance, you can find true wealth in this different areas of life, you know? So I think it's good food for thought, guys. It's really good food for thought. As you go into this weekend, have some time to do self-analysis. Put your phone away. Don't listen to podcasts. Don't listen to the radio. It's just noise. Other people trying to distract you, to take your attention, your time, your money. And just sit with yourself and have a conversation. Hey, Luke, what do you want? Okay, well, what do I want? Fuck, well, let's start there. Let me spend a couple days asking that question. You know what I mean? Start there, bro. Nothing. That's it. I'm done. I'm done talking. See ya.